Video: Disney Parks quietly brings back Ladies and Gentlemen Greeting. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 10, 2026. Disney Parks has reportedly brought back Ladies and Gentlemen to its park greeting. In a major cultural reversal after years of censoring any mention of sex in an attempt to appease the woke gender-inclusive mob. The theme park appears to have begun quietly restoring its previous language to announcements, making for one of the most symbolically significant reversals Disney has made in years, according to a report by the entertainment and Disney-focused news site That Park Place. It was very nice to hear that Ladies and Gentlemen has returned to the Magic Kingdom Express monorail recently. One Disney fan exclaimed in a Tuesday X post, sharing video footage of the new language. The reversal comes after Disney very publicly moved toward gender-neutral speech, with a company spokesperson telling Newsweek at the time that the language change was part of Disney's attempt to promote diversity at its parks. Listen below. As Breitbart News reported, the company first announced its new initiative in April 2021, with Disney Parks chairman Josh D'Amaro stating, "Inclusion is essential to our culture and leads us forward as we continue to realize our rich legacy of engaging storytelling, exceptional service, and Disney magic," adding that this is just the beginning. In July of that year, Disney removed Ladies and Gentlemen, Boys and Girls from its park greeting in 2021, replacing it with Good Evening, Dreamers of All Ages. In 2020, the company had introduced the Dreamers of All Ages languages to the end of Good Evening, Ladies and Gentlemen, Boys and Girls, only to axe the initial part of the message the following year. Disneyland, meanwhile, was making similar changes in its own nighttime entertainment language by not only gendered park language, but also incorporating it into Disney's internal training philosophy, That Park Place noted. By 2022, Disney diversity and inclusion manager Vivian Ware said cast members were being trained to avoid greetings like Ladies and Gentlemen and Boys and Girls, and instead being told to use phrases such as Hello, Everyone or Hello, Friends. What makes this language turnaround so notable, according to That Park Place, is that this would not be a minor wording tweak. It would be Disney reversing a highly intentional communications choice that had been tied to inclusivity, brand identity, and cast member conduct. The old phrasing was not phased out because it had gone stale. It was phased out because Disney leadership, at least at that time, believed gender-neutral language better matched the image the company wanted to project, the entertainment outlet noted. A return to Ladies and Gentlemen, therefore, might suggest that Disney now sees more value in familiarity, tradition, and broad cultural normalization than in the progressive inclusivity signaling that drove the earlier shift, That Park Place reported. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.